Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai, DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Canes, have moved up to number 2 in the AP poll. Miami will be off this week before playing their first road game in Tallahassee a week from Saturday. In the NFL, Week 3 will come to a close tonight with the Ravens and Lions. Week 4 begins on Thursday with the Cardinals and Seahawks. The Dolphins will host the Jets on Monday Night Football. On the ice, the Panthers dropped a preseason doubleheader to the Predators. The Cats will continue the preseason on Wednesday in Carolina. And to the Marlins, who got their second straight sweep, beating the Rangers 4-2. Miami will get a day off today before heading to Philly tomorrow. Joe, go back to you,
man. All right, Woody, thank you, man. A lot of stuff going on here. Marlins, good God, man. Trying to sneak back to 500 before the end of the year. Got 6 wins in a row. They've won 10 of 11 games. They got the Phillies next, and they're 76-80 on the season with that group. And by the way, they've had guys, even the guys start playing well that you think could be the future, they get hurt. More guys are coming up. So I guess the good news is, at least for the way they played and getting the most out of what you have, is they have some talent in their minor league system. Now the question is, going forward, how do you get to the next step? And the Messi show, man, the Messi show. Didn't see it, but saw the highlights. 2 goals and an assist and a 3-2 win over DC United. Mm. So he is something, man. I got to tell you, 38 years old. The guy shows up. He does play. He obviously, you can't be that good at 38 unless you're still really driven and passionate about doing it. But to think that 38 years old, he's probably the best player in the league still scores. Like, and I get it. No, get it. I know we're not talking about one of the leagues over in Europe, but
yeah, I think he's one of the better players in that league.
I think
even
he's
at that
best,
age. Yeah.
I think he the best player.
Yes. Yes.
Just, so anyway, hey, enough of all that. And, of course, the NFL yesterday, we've got, we said this before as we kick off this 6 o'clock hour, six teams left have not won a game that are 0-3, and 2 of them will play each other a week from tonight.
A duel on Monday Night Football.
At Hard Rock Stadium, the Jets and the Dolphins. I got to tell you, I saw the Jets take that lead, and I saw how much time was left. Playing Tampa Bay, and I went, Baker Mayfield's going to take him right down the field, and they're going to kick a field goal and win the game. And he did. Matter of fact, he got a little bit closer. Just went right down the field, no problem.
Yeah, give the Jets credit, though. They battled
they did
back
come
into
back.
That game. That looked pretty much over.
They did come back in the game. You're right. You do have to give them credit. They didn't quit playing with a backup quarterback. I'm guessing their starter will be back this week, had a concussion, and we'll be back. But they're trying to figure it out, too. They had a little pick six before the half. A lot of weird stuff. You know, we had two teams yesterday turn it over five times. An NFL team turning it over, not one, but two. You know, those teams have not turned it over at all or had a takeaway.
I'm guessing one of those was Dallas, not knowing the numbers off the top of my head. Dallas, by the way, given the Dolphins quite a run for their money on those power rankings, they suck.
They did not look good
yesterday. And they made the play yesterday. We were just talking about this during the break. You know, CeeDee Lamb, you know, he's a fantasy player and all that. But what they did yesterday is a fireable offense for every person on that that coaching staff that approved that play to line him up in the backfield like he's some every down back.
Yeah.
When he's your highest paid wide receiver, one of the best wide receivers in football.
I probably would not do that.
And you line him up in the backfield as a running back. It wasn't even like a jet sweep or something. Like, they lined him up as like he was, you know, like Saquon Barkley.
Didn't he bounce outside? Wasn't it outside?
Yeah, playing? He did bounce outside, but they lined him up like he was Saquon Barkley or something back there, and he gets rolled up on. What are you doing using that guy as a running back?
Find a different way to get him the ball.
How is everyone there like have a job today? That's the best you can come up with.
They're just not
like these are NFL coaches that have a meeting. And they're like, yeah, this is what we're gonna do. We're going to line them up in the backfield like a running back.
I think your eyeballs and my eyeballs tell you that they're the third best team once again in that division.
I don't know, man. They're so bad. Their defense sucks, too. They got carved up yesterday.
The Giants didn't look very good either, though.
The Giants are pretty bad, too. Yeah,
so we're going to be dead last in that.
Well, the question division is, you know, see how good their rookie quarterback is at some point.
But well, they were screaming for him.
They were.
It didn't take long for the Russell Wilson thing. That lasted three games, and it's like, all right, please, please make a change. Please, please make a change. Anyway, we've got Dave Hyde going to join us from the Sun Sentinel. We got Dave coming up here. We'll talk to him about all the events and this whole Dolphins thing, which I heard about. But I got to tell you, man, Saturday it was Dolphin free as the Canes took the big show from start of the morning till the end of the night with a nice win against the Gators. Got the bye week coming up here and then off to play Florida State, who is now a top 10 team in the country. By the way, you know another nice story? This Mendoza kid, the Cal quarterback.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Playing great at Indiana. Playing great.
Yeah, they beat the hell out of Illinois.
Hammered them. Yeah, that was
How'd you let him go, man? That's on you. You got to cough up some dough.
I think they.
That's on you.
I don't think it was about money.
Well, maybe it would have been if you stepped up to the plate.
I mean, come on, man. That was weak on my part. Of course, some
it's always
of it was,
about money.
Some of it was definitely money, but
most of it's about money.
I think it was also had to do with he's looking around him, going, "They're never gonna have the money and the."
So it is
resources.
It's about the money.
Let's get to a team that spends money and gets after
you. And Aaron Rodgers could have made that happen.
Aaron Rodgers could have made it happen.
Yep. At least with your backing.
Picked up his salary. That would have been good. Well, listen, you need to start donating some money to your South Florida team. And we keep
they got
to
win.
Some of those guys.
Yeah, they got to win. South Carolina State they beat.
That's all right. It's good. Is that a division game or?
A conference game? Conference Are you asking game? If they're in the same conference? That's funny. No, they're not.
They're not?
No. Okay. No.
All right. Well, listen.
Thank you for that shot. This
no,
morning.
It wasn't a shot. Wasn't a shot. They
Nobody knows what conference they're in. It's okay.
I don't even know.
I think it's just called the American now. They got rid of athletic conference at the end, so I think it's just called the American.
All right.
They're trying to get out, bro. Eventually.
Got off to a nice start, man. There's nothing
they
wrong.
They did.
Nothing wrong with what they've done. They should be. That
we got
guy.
A showdown with Memphis coming up at the end of October.
Can I tell you who's the hottest coach right now in the country? The hottest coach right now?
Dabo.
That guy at Syracuse.
Oh, okay. I was going to go with Dabo, no?
That guy at Syracuse is going to be getting one hell of a job.
Did you enjoy watching Clemson?
Yes.
Pretty fun, right?
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They got their butts kicked. That
they did.
Wasn't right off the bat.
Another first overall pick quarterback, by the way. What's up with that guy?
Man, right now, I'm not sure he gets drafted.
Who's the best quarterback in college football?
I don't know. I haven't seen.
You think the guy from Oklahoma, maybe?
You ask me every week that. I don't know.
Well, it's something we need to start looking into, Joe.
South
Carolina. You know, maybe you start doing a little scouting here.
I got news for you. This team has got right now, I don't think they're thinking about, well, I know the coach not thinking about it. He went all in on this on his quarterback. But and I'm not so sure the front office what they're thinking. I have no idea what they are. But I don't know who the best, to answer your question. I have no idea.
Well, that's fair. We have time.
Who the best quarterback is.
Heisman race is interesting now too.
I gotta tell you, Miami did not have his best game.
No, he did not.
And he had all day and all night to throw. The pass protection.
I'm glad you said that. Unbelievably amount of time he's got to sit back there.
He was looking. And by the way, in some cases, guys weren't open.
The good news is Miami won't play a defense better than that the rest of the year. I truly believe that.
It would.
That defense is really good, man. That Florida defense.
The guy that made the interception is one of the great plays you'll ever see come across the middle. That was one.
The one on Carson.
Hell of a play. Yeah. Great play. All right.
Boy, the momentum at that point was just.
When I say all right, man, that means I got to go to break because Dave Heist.
Oh, you're following the format? Yeah. I love that.
Protect your home and Loctite Impact Windows. But you know what? Whenever you want to keep going, you just keep going. Protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Man, if you got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and you can pay later. Loctite does those kind of things for you, man. If you still got some time here, there's still some threats out there in the Atlantic Ocean. You're going to see those needles going all over the place in the water. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows, as low as $6 per window per month installed. I got to tell you, check them out. Go to their website, LoctiteImpact.com. That's LoctiteImpact.com. Find out what they can do for you. Check out their thousands of five-star reviews they have, quality work that they do, whether it's the windows or doors or getting you a brand-new roof. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK, covering all of South.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Florida. Everybody, we got a special guest coming up here. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel joins us this morning. Dave, I got to tell you, whatever you've been feeling with this Dolphins team now at 0-3, Saturday night made you feel a lot better watching how physical and the way the Canes were able to dominate Florida in that game, huh?
Those were, and I wrote my column about it in the Sun Sentinel, two massive dominant lines. And, you know, we sit here and you see Carson Beck go on the national interview after the game and all that. I get it, but how did they win? They won because of you look at those talent on the lines, how massive. And really, Mario Cristobal's built it in his image, hadn't he?
Yes.
Offensive tackle in college. And they're going to have two high number one draft picks, one off each line this year. And that sort of tells you, okay, they're back, right? When Miami's spitting out really talented big linemen, that tells you the program's right where you want it.
Boy, you're not kidding. And the way they're running around and just everything right now, it just looks so good. And of course, they got a big test coming up. All of a sudden, the Florida State story is, and it's at Tallahassee. And so they'll get their first big test on the road here after looking so good at home, where they've been really good at Hard Rock Stadium, now have to win in Tallahassee. And by the way, it also happens to be their first game. How about that? It could be the two best teams in ACC face off in their first ACC game. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird what's happened in the ACC. Clemson has just crumbled, right? You got Dabo Sweeney living in the past, not embracing the NIL, and you know, it's sort of a story of times passing a coach by. There's one of them, and you know, who else is there? Georgia Tech, and you look, they're
nice story, nice story,
nice team, nice story, but you know, they don't have the talent to measure up. And in fact, I heard you guys earlier, and I agree. Who's playing better than Miami right now? You know, and again, I don't see Ohio State every game, and I'm sure Oregon, but nobody's playing better than Miami right now.
Hey, so I want to ask you, outside of the quarterback and Cam Ward, obviously is first overall pick in the draft, is a better quarterback or prospect looking quarterback than Carson Beck is right now, who's done a nice solid job with this team. But overall, this team to me looks a lot better than last year's team in just about every area, except maybe the receivers and the quarterback. What do you think about that?
Well, the defense, look at the defense, Joe. Remember how they left last season with Syracuse?
Yeah, bad.
Syracuse was scoring from the sideline, it seemed. And here, so Mario's pretty ruthless, isn't he? I remember when Al Golden was here and Mark D'Onofrio, and everybody's like, is he ever going to let him go? You don't have that issue with Mario and his coordinator. He's, you know, didn't like the defense, got rid of the coordinator, brought in a new coordinator from Minnesota, and of course they did what they do, which is it seemed like they're signing 4- and 5-star recruits at every position, and especially they bolstered that secondary, and now the defense is a weapon. So you say what's better or what's different? To me, I just go right to the defense right away.
Yeah, Corey Heatherman, the defensive coordinator, has just done a great job in the transfer portal. To your point, there's a lot of guys they got from this transfer portal that have really upgraded this team again for a second year in a row, really brought in a lot of talent. Hey, let's flip it over. All right, Dolphins 0-3, getting ready to play the Jets. Nothing's going to change. Matter of fact, the team's going to say, hey, we played a lot better in game three. We're getting closer against maybe the best team in AFC, maybe the second best team. So we're going to keep rolling. The owner's not making any changes. It's pretty clear. So what do you expect? For me, it starts with if we're going with this group and we're not giving up and they're getting ready and we feel we can get back to 500. I saw you wrote about this with some of the guys they have on your schedule. Tua's got to play a lot better. He doesn't even look close to the guy who played in 2023.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened there. He doesn't seem to – not that he ever had a rifle for an arm, but they don't even try to throw downfield. They don't have a downfield passing scheme other than once a game, you know, Tyreek will go deep and they'll heave it up there. But there's not a scheme, you know, watching a game and they put up the stat on Thursday night that late in the game, Tua's average air pass is minus 0.5 yards from the line of scrimmage. Tells you everything about what they're trying.
Yeah.
And remember, they brought in a new passing coordinator. They spent the offseason trying to come up with some – that was the number one homework assignment. How to get some mid-level and downfield passing back into this offense. And obviously they don't have the answer. And yeah. To me, the question starts with the guy throwing the ball. You know, they're you know, is this all he is?
You know, I know there's a lot of different parts. The defense has not been what we thought it was going to be either. And you know, to be fair, but I just the quarterback situation, and I get it. You can blame the offensive line that it's still not maybe good enough, especially with two starters out on the right side. And but now people are going after Tyreek Hill. And I got to tell you something. You can go after Tyreek Hill for a lot of things, but I'm not blaming him for 5 catches and 49 yards. I am not blaming him. I thought he got open. There were some chances to get him the ball. And honestly, Tua can't get it there.
Yeah, I think that's, to me, the takeaway by now. That a lot of the – look, you look at the games yesterday, and you realize how hard quarterback is to play, and yet – there's Baker Mayfield at the end of the game. He didn't have his left tackle. He's missed another lineman in the game. I saw Mike Evans hobbled off. And so he's got to win the game after the Jets have just blocked a field goal and scored a touchdown, have all this. Their coach is strutting down the sidelines. They're feeling great. And Baker just takes them right down the field for a winning field goal. Then you go to the Chargers game and Justin Herbert. He has 2 drives at the end of the game with the game on the line to win it. And look, you're not going to do those every week, but these last couple weeks with the Dolphins where Tua has thrown bad interceptions in the last few minutes have, you know, we're in year 6. We're in year 6 now. It's taken on a Ryan Tannehill type feel where people saying, well, he doesn't have this and he doesn't have that. I get it. It's never perfect and it's not perfect. And I agree. You know, Kevin O'Donnell of Minnesota made a great point last week, which I always thought that organizations let down quarterbacks as much as quarterbacks let down organizations. And you look around the league, the Darnolds and the Baker Mayfields and the guys who have resurrected their careers. But here we are, year 6 with Tua, and I just don't see it, you know, coming out saying at some point, okay, he's the answer.
No, so let me ask you, he's not going anywhere though. Like,
yeah.
So Woody brings it up like, hey, how much longer are we going to watch this? And I get what he's saying. Then I go, well, for the amount of money we owe him, we're going to see a lot more of him. He ain't going away. And Mike went all in on him on this new contract when it did happen before last year. So you agree, or do they flip it if he doesn't start playing a lot better than just throwing all these little short passes?
Well, I think he's here this year for sure. I mean, I don't think you can get out of that, and nor should you, because what you have invested, you're just going to ride it to the very end. But in the offseason, if this is how it looks, then you're back to square one of, okay. In fact, at midseason, if this team still is looking like this, I think they pull a Heat of 2008 and where Riley said, okay, with Shaq's traded, Wade's hurt, we're tanking. And I wouldn't rule that out with this.
So I've thought of that. I'm glad you brought that up because I hear that all the time. So that's got to come from the owner. There's no way the GM and head coach are going to go, hey, you know, we've kind of looked at this, kind of like we got rid of Jalen Ramsey. He didn't fit in. We got to start getting rid of some of these guys and look in the future. And I'm going, why? That's what you're telling me? After you guys went all in to get these guys, and now you're telling me you don't want them here? Like, there's no way they're going to do that. They're not.
Completely agree. Absolutely. And you know what? I hated the tank in 2019. My phrase was, smart organizations don't have to tank. And if you're not smart, don't try it. You know, you don't go into a season saying we're going to tank. But if this is the hand you're dealt at midseason, then yeah, absolutely, the owner has to step in and say, okay. And part of that, you have to marry it too. And we're hearing things about the quarterback class coming out of college and how good it is. But it, are there two, you know, maybe franchise quarterbacks there? And that gets into another tricky situation. You'd be relying upon, God, you want Chris Greer to be talking about franchise quarterbacks again? But you're going to have to get a read on how good these quarterbacks are. Not a final plan or we want this guy, but just a read on, are these good? So that would go into that whole thing. But absolutely, Joe, Ross would have to step in and say, yeah, we're sinking the boat.
You know what's really frustrating for me? Very average. On the top of anybody's list. You got Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Malik Washington is just getting better and better and better. Devon, and now Ollie Gordon II. You know, if I was to tell you, minus not much from the tight end position, but that's your skill position players, you're thinking, you know what? That's pretty enough. Good
that's
group.
Funny. That's good.
There's a lot of teams that's- like going, hey, let me have that group.
Somebody brought it up on one of the broadcasts that with those three speed, you know, Waddle, Hill, and Devon Achane, that you've got three speed guys that you should be able to, you know, put in various places on the field and spacing to counteract this, all the dreaded too deep safety and look and all that stuff. And they haven't been able to do it for whatever reason. So, you know, here we are. I was kind of excited about this year because I wanted to see what they came up with. And then we went up to Indianapolis By now we're seeing the same short dink and dunk passing game. That's really
a lot of swing passes, a lot of screens outside, which I get. And, you know, when in doubt, Devon Achane's going to touch and he's going to end up putting up probably big numbers this year, which is great. But man, you got this thing was built, as you said. And by the way, every week I hear this from the other team going, boy, you guys got that fast crew back. Nobody's going to touch in a track meet, you know, in a relay. And I go, that's great. But, you know, if you're not getting it down the field and getting some big flash plays, 30 plus yard plays, it's no good.
Yeah. And that gets to, I don't know what's going on with Tua in that. Again, he never had a strong arm, but
not like this though.
It seems like something is physically or something's wrong there because it's just slow ball now, you know. And then you throw in the health concerns and all that. And so the franchise is back to having big decisions to make.
Yeah, and by the way, his last two throws deep. Unless we're starting this new thing and we're going to try to sell our fan base on, hey, when you throw it and you go down the field, it's probably going to be short. So get prepared once you run past everybody to stop and come back for the ball, because I've never heard that before for any guys I've ever played with. But that's the new thing. Of course, Tyreek caught the first one a couple weeks ago, but the other day he's got a guy on each side of him. And I see somebody wrote, boy, that effort tells you all you need to know. And I'm like, effort on what? The guy's 5'9". What do you think? He's going to jump up like Michael Jordan?
Yeah, that would have been a great – I mean, he's made those catches before, but to expect him to come down with every time, that's a little much. Again, when he – especially the New England game, when he was 5 yards behind the defense, and at some point, you just got to be connected on those passes. And that's what this offense was put together to do. And the coaches obviously don't have an answer, or they don't have the right guy throwing it because they're back to the dink and dunk offense, which is, you know, that's frustrating to watch.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's a little disappointment, and hopefully they can get something going there. Hey, by the way, before I let you go, how cool was that game day stuff with McAfee and Matthew Tkachuk? How good was all that stuff?
You know, it's always fun. They had it here. What I was trying to think the last time I read, I think it was 2017, and on campus. They had it at the stadium in 2020. But it's always fun. It's always
great for the school. Great stuff.
You know, look, great advertisement for the school, right? I mean, and great recruiting and all the stuff that it's sort of like the fans' version of when Cam Ward was down here for his pro day and all the scouts and all the national media events. So they're up and running, and this is the year for them to win big. This is really, they just got to keep it going.
Well, I'll tell you what, it leaves a good feel when your college here in town plays like that. It was just great for business, no question about it.
Hey, Joe, I thought they were going to shut out Florida. It was 13-0 at half, and I looked up. They were saying, oh, the last time Florida was shut out was 88.
Yeah,
and I thought, wait a second, I covered the Gators back then for the Herald, and I looked up. There's my article from that game. So I tell you how old I am, how long I've been writing stories about 13-0 and 15-0 and all.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, man. That's all they got was that third quarter, because in the fourth quarter, boy, the Canes came back. And just, they got after him. Dave, as always, man, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Joe. Good talking to you.
All right. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. Always a good read up there in Broward County. But you don't have to just be in Broward. You can be in Dade and Palm Beach and get all Dave Hyde stuff. We've got to go to break here, man. We're running a little bit late. We'll take a quick one. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Joe, before we whip around the NFL here, I want to let people know baseball season is winding down. We're going to have a chance for you to win some Marlins tickets. Another beer fest coming up this Saturday. And we're going to be Park Marlins and Mets. We'll let you know at some point here how you can win them.
All right.
Let me get people out to the fest. And by the way, it's bye week Saturday. So even better.
You're saying it's a good time. Will they finish at home with the Mets and the Phillies? I believe. Is that
sounds good.
Yeah.
6 at home. 3 with the Phillies on the road. They're about done here.
It's a good finish for them. Very good story of Marlins this year. But we will get you to Beer Fest later on in the show. Well, you can decide when we do that. All right, let's flip around the NFL here. Before we do, though, shout out to Bill Belichick, man. You see the score of that one?
I did.
I got to show you the tweet. The UCF football sent out a tweet that had the knight, you know, their like knight mascot on the beach holding up a big W with it. I'll show it to you. It's
a little shot of the mermaid shot.
And I will also tell you, there's video of her on the sideline talking to him while his team's warmed up. Guy's running a daycare and trying to coach his team.
I think he's going to marry this girl.
Yeah, sure.
Bill's acting, whatever happened, I don't know what kind of program he got on. I don't know if he's on the Atlantic Men's Clinic program or something, but he turned back the clock.
Yeah.
He just seems crazy about this. You know, you ever hear, I'll tell you what, that young person just loves being around older people. Just does so well, mixes it so well.
There's only one thing I'm pretty sure of, Joe, and that's that she is going to get his fortune.
Nope.
I think that's perhaps why she's in the game here.
I'm guessing there's 2 sons and a daughter are going to fight that and probably don't like her at all because they see that.
They can fight as much as they want, but when he changes the will, that's how it goes. To the NFL we go.
All right, Will.
The Browns beat the Packers 13-10. Disastrous finish, by the way, for Green Bay in this game. Love throws an interception. This one had a block kick too, right? Yeah, this one had a block kick in it. At the end.
How does that happen?
I have no idea.
How did the Browns beat Green Bay?
The Colts beat up on the Titans 41-20. The Colts were actually good. So that's at least a little silver lining here.
Daniel Jones will be comeback player of the year and MVP.
Yep. Bengals missing Joe Burrow just a bit. Fall to the Vikings who are missing their starting quarterback. 48-10 was the final. They have a pretty good defense coordinator in Minnesota. Threw up something there,
yeah,
I guess.
He did. And after
the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers are 2-1, Joe. 21-14 over the Patriots.
Don't get too excited. They could easily be 0-2.
Yeah, that's
easily.
This morning.
The Jets had the lead late.
That's what we're doing.
And the Patriots turned it over 5. I had to say the F word again. 5 times.
We're not at home, bro. You get out to a sports bar and you just chop it up here.
Teams cannot turn the ball over 5 times. I can't go to a high school football game and see a team turn it over 5 times.
All right, Eagles beat the Rams 33-26. They blocked the kick at the end of this game, too. Expect to see some more tush-push controversy here this week. The league was supposed to monitor the false start thing a little bit closer. They missed one. I'm guessing this will be a topic of
conversation. You sound like you want to get rid of the push.
Well, I hated it, but I have Jalen Hurts as my fantasy quarterback now, so I kind of like it. So you got to find a way to get on board because it's not going away.
Yeah, I think it is. I think this can do it for it.
Well, they can't say the full start thing's got to stop. They just have to police it better.
I saw they all zeroed in. When they do it, I didn't realize they all angle in. All the linemen angle in towards the center and the quarterback behind them.
All right, the Bucs beat the Jets 29-27, despite the comeback there from the Jets, setting up a battle of the winless on Monday Night Football.
Couple of 0-3ers going at it for Monday Night Football.
Take that, ESPN. They got Ravens and Lions tonight, so that makes up for it, right? Yeah, you can have the Ravens and Lions this week, but you're getting Dolphins.
So what do you think? The Ravens and Lions going to be a good game?
I think they're a good team, exciting teams. It's a juicy matchup, isn't it?
Does it do it to you like a little Lamar and Josh, though?
No, they can't play every week. Jags and Texans and Jaguars are 2-1. Texans 0-2, 17-10 you're playing there. Maybe more shocking was the Broncos are 1-2. They fell to the Chargers 23-20. Justin Herbert had that really nice
play. They could be 3-0, though. Very easily.
That's in
not the Broncos.
The Broncos. You keep saying that.
I got a call again at the end of the game after a team missed the field goal
got 15 yards closer and kicked it for the winner.
You keep saying that. All right, it's fine. Seahawks beat up on the Saints 44-13.
You and I just have major disagreements. In
I think it's funny. Like you said, they could be. Like, yeah, the Dolphins could be 2-1.
The Patriots had to be inside the 10-yard line three times. They got 0 points. He throws a pick. Drake May throws an terrible interception. And then Stevenson fumbled going into the end zone.
All right, moving along here. I don't know that anybody looked worse than the Cowboys yesterday. 31-14, they fall to the Bears. Bears are the first win. They have Williams at 4 touchdowns.
Couple of trick plays. Yeah.
He did.
Nice looking trick plays.
This game was not very good. 49ers and Cardinals. San Fran went 16-15. James Conner went
Season. A lot of injuries, by the way.
There were a lot of injuries.
You just wonder. You see this every week, two or three guys going down each team. Like, what's this going to look like in December? What is it going to look like?
Then Sunday Night Football had a real treat last week. Chiefs win 22-9. The Giants, that's terrible. One touchdown. The Scatabo guy had one touchdown, and then second half.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got Ravens and Lions tonight. You know, Baltimore's favored by 4.5. Both teams at 1-1. Games in Baltimore. Total 53.5. They're expecting some points.
This should be a point. You're right. That should be good.
Yeah, it'd be a great game.
We had we just had weird ones, man. We had a lot of blowouts. Usually the league does a good job no matter what the records are. Somebody hangs around, and then yesterday we had all the 17-plus-point wins. Terrible.
The witching hour yesterday was fantastic.
Yes, it was. It was fun.
Excellent.
Fun to hear, man. It's always fun when
a lot of wins became loss. A lot of losses became wins yesterday in the witching hour.
Yep. Yeah, right on the money. Right on the money.
This is usually, by the way, Joe, where you give me your pick for tonight, if you wouldn't mind. Ravens and Lions, again, the spread is 4.5.
I like Baltimore. I like Baltimore.
Ride the horse tonight?
Yeah, ride them.
All right. Baltimore it is.
Ride the 1-2 punch tonight. With the big fella. All right. Hey, Woody, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. I want to tell you about Chapman Partnership. Love talking about the organization and what they do for the homeless. And it's so much more. I know when I say homeless, somebody saying, you know, when you say homeless, people think you got a stop sign or stoplight, and here they come to your thing and start screaming at you for money. I mean, Chapman Partnership does so much more. It's so much more than homeless stopping by for a bite to eat and maybe an occasional shower or something. No, they're really doing rehabilitation is what they're doing. Chapman Partnership's got two great locations down in Dade County. They're changing lives daily. They go so much more than shelter, providing caring support and wraparound services at Chapman, celebrating your 30th anniversary this year and 30 years of hope. For over 3 decades, Chapman has assisted over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. I just want to say this. Listen, they've got so many people that donate their time. Doctors, mental health doctors, doctors for physicals, dentists come in. And it really is about rehabilitation and helping them find another job and getting families back together, finding a place to live. They really do from A to Z to help people. The goal is in with 3 to 4 months to help them get back out in our communities and a positive reinforcement that Chapman Partnership offers every day, man. So if you like to get involved, it make you feel good because the homeless problem is not going away. Not going away at all. Join me on WQM to show support to one of my favorite charities, really making a difference in our community. Any level of support is so impactful. So to help support families and individuals to overcome homelessness at Chapman here in 2025, just go online to chapmanpartnership.org. A lot of people in Dade County, man, giving their time and their money. Thank you so much. On behalf of WQAM, thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply, in app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.